Mike, we're just kind of talking. You've never not had a playoff game to point to. How's this week been? How have you kind of redirected focus that's required to finish the season?
We got a game coming up. We've been doing it for 14 games now, four in the preseason, and I got 6 years experience getting ready for a game, so it's nothing different, nothing new. We just know that after next week, our season's over, but still finish strong, still an opportunity to finish 4-2 and make the other teams in our division finish 4-2 as well in the division. So if you can finish 4-2 in the division and not make the playoffs, it does tell the character of the team. And I just feel like everybody has got the right mindset. You know, they're going to this thing like we need to play this game the best we can. It's like any game we're looking to win.
Do you feel like you owe these two teams something? I mean, they've already got one over you guys this year.
You definitely want to go into a game wanting to get to win, especially over a rival. And whenever you play against a team that beat you, you definitely want to make things right by winning the rematch. So I don't think it's different than any other game that we're going into it with the right expectations.
Mike, what kind of advantage can the weather be for you guys or a dome team? You guys are going to have to play.
I don't believe in weather advantages. We went down to Jacksonville last year. The weather was incredibly hot. About 12 of their guys needed to get IVs, none of ours. So I don't really believe in weather advantages.
Mike, how much does it matter to you to have a winning record? You can still be 9-7, keep that streak alive, even though the playoffs aren't alive. Does that matter to you?
Well, you start the 2018 season right now instead of waiting until April. And we're just got to go into this game with the right mentality, which I know we all are. And like I said, you start 2018 season with this game right here. And we finish strong. We'll start strong next year.
They lost Bridgewater. They trade for Bradford. He goes down. And they still make it work with Case Keenum. Why have they been able to do that on offense, do you think?
They definitely have some weapons. And Case Keenum, he took his fair share of lumps his first few years in the league. And he's playing some really good football right now.
First team alternate to the Pro Bowl. What does that mean to you?
I was a second team the last 2 years, so the bump up to get progress to the first team, it definitely shows the respect that I've been getting around the NFL, especially, to be a first alternate when with the season we had. It just goes to show how my peers and how the coaches view me.
Do you think that some of the guys in this locker room might have been snubbed from the Pro Bowl?
Every year you always expect some guys to make it that don't. David Bakhtiari definitely comes to mind. So we'll see what happens next year. It definitely doesn't change how any of us view each other. We all know how good we are, and that just comes with having the type of season we had. You know, when you're not doing so well, it's just something that you notice.
Mike, you're wearing sleeves now. Are you going to be wearing them on Saturday night?
No.
Why not?
I just don't wear sleeves.
Mike, do you first alternate as progress? Because like you said, you've been second alternate, or is it frustrating that you still haven't been able to crack into?
It's progress. It's progress, especially unfortunately the reputation of our defense. You know, a lot of people will hold that against guys. You look at somebody like Blake Martinez, who wasn't even an alternate, played out of his mind this year. You know, we just got to do better as a whole, and that way everybody will get the recognition they deserve.
Things didn't go defensively the way you wanted them to this year. Things didn't go defensively the way you wanted them to this year. What do you think they kind of really fall
on? It just falls on everybody involved, and we all just have to do a better job all around.
Do you think the talent is there on that side of the ball?
Absolutely. Absolutely, the talent's there. The attitude is there. We just need to make sure we stay consistent. When we did a lot of good things last year, but they came in spurts. They weren't consistent.
Why weren't you able to do that? Why weren't you?
I don't know. It's football. I can't really pinpoint exactly what the reason was, but I do know we have a lot of young guys, and they'll all be another year older next year, and that always helps.
Mike, what have the emotions been like this week? You go from Sunday, the loss, Monday, watching probably the Falcons-Bucks score, to come into grips with the fact that there's still football to be played, but the playoffs aren't obtainable. What's the emotional
drive? We have to compete. We have to finish the season off strong. Finish the season off strong and go into the off season with the right mentality that we have to get this thing right.